Congressional reforms for agencies on how to buy technology are increasingly unlikely. Industry experts are holding out little hope now that multiple bills attempting to fix long-standing problems with IT acquisition will actually get passed before the end of the year. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller is here with us with details on why some are pessimistic about IT reform this year. Hello there, Jason.
Good afternoon, Jared.
So let's put the bottom line up front. Why are these experts getting pessimistic here?
Yeah, I think there's two reasons for this growing doubt. I think the first is because the congressional calendar is short. I mean, if you think about it, lawmakers are on for about 2 weeks in September. That's meaning both the House and the Senate. And then there's an election in November, of course. So that means many of the lawmakers will leave D.C. to go back to campaign in their home districts in early to mid-October. And then there's that lame duck session in December. So as you can tell, there's not a lot of time that they're in town altogether. And there's a whole lot of other things that are more important than IT reform. The second reason is a more typical one, says Trey Hotchkins, the senior vice president for public sector at the IT Alliance Public Sector.
The most significant impasse is how do these authorities apply at DOD, and you know, determining how to make that work in a way that is satisfactory to the Armed Services Committees while it's also satisfactory to the committee's oversight and then the Government Affairs Committees in the House and Senate. So there's some conversations going on. They're trying to resolve it. I think the most viable legislative path forward is as part of the defense process, the defense bill process. But it has to reach a point of resolution, because last year you had some differences of opinion, and the way the process worked out, it fell out of the final bill.
Now, the authorities under debate specifically focus on agency chief information officers. The version of the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, or FITARA, that the House passed is different than the version marked up by the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. And we're not just talking about a few differences. We're talking about major differences.
Mm-hmm.
Now, both of them, again, are different than a simple provision in the Defense Authorization Bill that applies only to the DOD CIO, and that would actually create an undersecretary for management who would both be the CIO and the deputy chief management officer. So there's three kind of elements that are all floating out there. Now, Hotchkins says ITAP supports a lot of what FITARA wants to do, as well as the change Senator Carl Levin wants to make within the Defense Department as it relates to its CIO. Now, Hotchkins says the provision changing the position of the DOD CIO is most likely to get through Congress because it's included as part of the Defense Authorization Bill. The IT acquisition reform instead may be a next year event for Congress.
I think a lot of people are pinning their hopes on and are very optimistic about the HASS process. It was a similar process that matured to become the wholesale review that occurred in the 90s and led to Clinger-Cohen and FASA specifically, but a lot of other game-changing acquisition reforms of that era. And so I think a lot of people are focused on that as sort of the strategic view of getting to the root problems and trying to address them.
Now, Hotchkins says that joint effort by the House and Senate Armed Services Committee members are really looking at DOD acquisition reforms, and the results from that effort will likely bleed over into the civilian world. I mean, let's be honest, whatever happens at DOD, it gets to the civilian world 6 months, a year, 2 years later. Now, ITAPS is more confident on the efforts by the Office of Management and Budget around IT reform. These are non-legislative changes. Hotchkins says the tech FAR effort by the Office of Federal Procurement Policy and some of the workforce areas specifically to train program managers in IT are among the efforts the association is paying close attention to.
Okay, so as far as what Congress will manage to get done this year, you mentioned the Defense Authorization Bill. They have actually managed to pass that every year for the past four decades or so. What do these industry observers think might get done besides that this year?
I definitely think the Defense Authorization Bill is one of them, but really the big to-do list is the budget. The House has passed 7 of 12 spending bills for 2015. The Senate, well, they've been less active, approving actually no appropriations bills so far. Now, Hotchkins says ITAPS is expecting a 2.5-month continuing resolution to begin when 2015 begins in October, and that should get the government through the elections.
MILCON would be the vehicle for a CR, and MILCON would also be the vehicle for an omnibus, which is what I think the current thinking is. They would come back from the elections and work on an omnibus. The speculative part about this is that there's certainly a plausible scenario that the Republicans take the Senate, they decide that they don't want to advance something, and they block passage of a bill. They try to get passage of an additional CR in early January, and then they come back and you have two Republican-controlled chambers that could pass a different bill, different omnibus, and send it to the president. You know, at this point in time, I don't – that's still certainly a possibility given the electoral outcomes.
Now, of course, when Hutchkins talks about MILCOM, that's a military construction bill. That's one that seems to be both sides of the aisle seem to enjoy and seem to think that's a good bill. And again, once they even pass those continuing resolutions, whether it's in December and another again in January, there is a feeling, according to ITAPS, that an omnibus spending bill would happen in 2015. And, you know, should that happen in the January-February timeframe, that would give agencies and contractors about 9 months to plan, spend their budgets, bid on procurements, and that's actually a very big deal because usually, in the past few years, the contractors and agencies have gotten about 3 or 4 months, and that's when you see problems. The one big issue ITAP sees on the horizon, however, is the return of sequestration in 2016. Hutchkins echoed a lot of other experts who believe that Congress has no desire to end sequestration, so vendors and agencies are preparing now for the expected cuts that are coming potentially in 2016.
Okay, so given this pessimism that we've been talking about what's actually potentially getting done at the congressional level, what are these groups looking at for potential action in the executive branch?
Right, I think that's where you're going to see a lot of efforts, and a lot of efforts are ongoing, but a lot of things that will get done. Obviously, OMB's IT acquisition reform initiatives is one big one, but there's several other areas more broadly to improve the acquisition process. One of them is around supply chain security. If you remember, DOD and GSA issued kind of a best practices guide to improve the security of IT hardware and software back in April as part of President Obama's executive order on cybersecurity. Erica McCann is a manager of federal procurement at ITAPS. She says GSA is looking at the Alliant 2 government-wide acquisition contract as a way to test out some of the concepts outlined in that April document.
So they sort of see this as a way to, how do we put our words on paper into action? And so ultimately, this is a good way to figure out if is what we're promoting the best way to prevent a supply chain risk or cybersecurity risk at the first gate in the whole line of process, which is the acquisition. And so it's a good way to test it. I think industry is still trying to figure out, this isn't finalized, so we're cautious about how it gets tested and what that's going to mean for the companies who are on that contract. So that's why we continue to talk with them.
So the other supply chain issue is one that DOD is actually working under around counterfeit parts. That came under Section 818 of the Defense Authorization Bill recently. Again, ITAPS is watching closely how that gets implemented. Now, what Hutchkins says it would be nice to see agencies really move toward is not just a blanket supply chain role or supply chain program, but one that would have agencies look at their mission areas and decide, okay, where are the biggest risks? Is it in this piece of hardware? Is it in this type of software? And then ask vendors to address those risks instead of just blanking it. And then finally, one other thing that they're watching very closely that I think Deem's mentioning is several agencies are trying to bring IT talent in and work on IT projects differently. We're talking about things like GSA's 18F, HHS's Buyers Club, to name two. And I think there are some concerns from industry about how that's going to compete or affect how industry has opportunities to bid on contracts. So I think that's something that's going to be worth watching over the next, 6-8 months and how that plays out as well.
All right. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Thanks as always, Jason.
My pleasure.